What I have not told my family about the meaning of time. Personal reflections on mortality. This is Donald Harvey Marks, and today I will share my innermost feelings on the meaning of time. Along the way, I share poetry of personal meaning, a powerful message from the Dalai Lama, the hidden meaning of the movie Groundhog Day, and I end with the memorial episode of Star Trek Voyager. So, welcome aboard. A recent memorial service led by the Reverend Allison Miller honored an acquaintance who had passed. This provided another opportunity for me to reflect upon what are the most important aspects of my life. What do I do with the rest of my life, however much time and life I may even have left? What is the most important for me to do now, and what is most important to my family? What does my life really stand for now, at this moment, and what does the life I have led up to this point really say about me as a person? We no longer have cable TV at home, having cut the cord, relying instead on the internet TV. One of the news apps always starts by asking, "How much time do you have?" Maybe I am putting too much into that question, but each time I read those words, I realize that none of us, including me, really knows the answer, and few even want to consider it. But that question applies to each of us, and to our families, our extended families, and even to the very memory of our lives. When asked what surprised him the most about humanity, the Dalai Lama replied, "Man surprised me the most about humanity, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then dies having never really lived." Being in the healthcare field, I internalize those reflections of Dalai Lama, and each time I read that response, I wonder if he was speaking directly to me. His words make me question whether I do live in the present, whether I have really lived, and what exactly do I live for? My extended family helps me in understanding the context of the Dalai Lama's response and gives me a structure to frame its meaning. It is in this context that I am reminded of the recent and most excellent poem, The End, by Mark Strand. "Not every man knows what he shall sing at the end, watching the pier as the ship sails away, or what it will seem like when he's held by the sea's roar, motionless there at the end, or what he shall hope for once it is clear that he'll never go back. When the time has passed to prune the rose or caress the cat, when the sunset torching the lawn and the full moon icing it down no longer appear, not every man knows what he'll discover instead. When the weight of the past leans against nothing, and the sky is no more than remembered light, and the stories of cirrus and cumulus come to a close, and all the birds are suspended in flight, not every man knows what is waiting for him, or what he shall sing when the ship he is on slips into darkness there at the end." For such a non-doctrinaire group of mostly non-believers and skeptics, the Unitarian Universalists possess an organized belief system that they, as a group, universally accept and is in most ways, I think, universally acceptable. Their seven basic principles clearly separate Unitarian Universalists from other religions, and these are seven inclusive life principles that we should all be able to agree on. The inherent worth of every person, justice, equality, and compassion in human relations, acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within congregations and in society at large, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, and respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Hopefully, if each of us were to prepare a list of our core beliefs, we would incorporate some or most of these same guiding principles to our own lives. In her deeply reflective poem, Everywhen, Carol Snyder Halbersack wrote, "I have no more time to linger on my dreams of all that might have been. No more time to tell that time does not exist, or twists and turns upon itself as our smallest whirling particles of cells, held like galaxies by gravity, expand, explode, until the stars collapse. Gravity is what I know as time runs out and sand runs down its unturned hourglass. No time to tidy up or sort. No time to do what's been postponed, as if once strong, time would never stop. Time is a mayfly's day for everyone, eternity and everywhere." In the 1993 movie Groundhog Day, one of my favorites, an arrogant Pittsburgh TV weatherman is assigned to cover the annual Groundhog Day event in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Trapped by the very snowstorm he predicted would not appear, he finds himself caught in a time loop, repeating the same day again and again. At first, he indulges in acts of wanton self-satisfaction and pleasure. Well, because one can do those sort of things if you're assured that you can awake with a complete reset. In desperation, he turns to suicide numerous times to escape the time loop which binds his hands and coils around his neck. But even death cannot provide relief from his Sisyphus-like destiny. Soon, he becomes bored with a fixed, predictable immortality and realizes that he must examine his life and his priorities. Only after realizing and accepting his meaning for life, his place in the universe, his place that must be in sync with the flow of life, is he finally able to escape to a greater freedom than he has ever known. For those who are caught in the hell of a meaningless repeat of daily life, awake, shower, eat, work, eat, repeat, our lives can become our own Groundhog Day. We can search for an eternity until we are lucky enough or insightful enough to find our exit lane from an endless Groundhog Day. Some of you may enjoy my poem, Life in the Fast Lane, which addresses these issues. You will find this in my book of poetry, Transit States, which is available on Amazon and Kindle and on this podcast. In one of my favorite Star Trek Voyager episodes, Year of Hell, the Krenim scientist Anorax develops a gigantic ship-based temporal weapon to cause temporal incursions that he plans to use to erase events from history and thereby strengthen the Krenim Imperium. However, the resulting changes he creates inadvertently cause a plague that kills millions of Krenim, including his wife. This is unacceptable collateral damage, and for the next 200 years, Anorax seeks unsuccessfully to reverse the plague he inadvertently caused. To cause the full restoration of his Krenim species, and thereby to bring his wife back to life, his crew realizes the folly of his obsessive approach, but he lacks the necessary insight and cannot. Anorax destroys the Starfleet ship Voyager, but doing so causes the Krenim time ship's temporal core to destabilize and explode. This erases the time ship from history in another massive temporal incursion, thereby resetting the timeline for Anorax, for Voyager, and for everyone, everywhere. In the new timeline, Voyager again ventures into Krenim space, but this time the captain of the Krenim warship is moderate. He advises Voyager that this area of space is under dispute and suggests they avoid it. Anorax in this timeline is seen working diligently in his study. His wife enters and asks him to enjoy the day with her. He hesitates for a moment, then decides that he can make the time for her. Oh, what a moment of perhaps unintended insight. But we know better. They leave while his work remains behind on his desk, and on it we can see the calculations for his original alteration of the timeline, which because of his wise choices and priorities, he ignores. Lots of twists and turns, but several good insights and life lessons that reach down to my very core. Thank you for listening to the Existentialist podcast. I have many interesting podcasts available at this location on Spotify and on Google Podcast. The text for these podcasts and all my other writings, both non-medical and medical, are available on my blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com. Let me know your feedback, your comments, suggestions, and corrections. When a loved one asks for your time, don't hesitate like Anorax, for opportunities like that are definitely finite. Opportunities to reach back and change time and outcomes just don't exist. We can live in what seems to us like our own individual Groundhog Days, each day seemingly the same as the next, but in real life, that never really occurs. Once said, words cannot be unspoken. Actions cannot be undone. Results cannot truly be unforgotten. Therefore, choose what you say and do carefully. Beware of unintended consequences and be not accepting of collateral damage because it could be to you or your loved ones. Ultimately, and too soon, each of us will be merely memories waiting to be recapped by speakers delivering a eulogy at our memorial ceremony and then too soon forgotten. That is the way life works for all of us, the way our universe is set up and runs, and it can't be changed. And it's unreasonable and delusional to think that it can or should be changed. But perhaps we can somehow affect the outcomes. I think we can perpetuate our life's meaning, if that is of meaning to us. Continue our memory survival by making our extended family stronger and ensuring their survival. Each of us can, therefore, resolve to invest our time, our efforts, and our resources into making the actions and the memories of our lives as meaningful as possible for those we care about most. Support those principles that have been the bedrock of your own life, and keep working to keep your extended family healthy.